John McKay's midfielder Simon Huckleoff suffering his 1-0 win against Merston. Simon, that's first v fourth today and a good on-form fourth place team. How important are 3 points was that?
No, I mean, 3 points is really important. It's got us up to the 30-point mark now, so we've reached that barrier, and sort of down soon in the change room, it's only sort of middle of October. And it took us, I don't know, a couple more months to do that last season, so I know it was really positive to get the 3 points today, and certainly very important.
And the 3 points today as well, because of other results that went away. We're now 6 clear of Folkestone and 9 clear of third place team. At this stage in the season, psychologically, how good is that?
Yeah, it gives us a bit of breathing space from the sides that we consider are going to be sort of close to us. But at the same time, we can't make that sort of make us complacent and take our mind off the job any different than what we do every other week. So no, we just keep on our game, think about what we're going to do every week, and then they can do whatever they're going to do.
How difficult was it out there today? They certainly gave us a game in the midfield area where you were playing.
No, they were the better side. We struggled in the first half. We were shocking, and I don't know what it was. We couldn't get up a normal passing game together. We weren't tracking runners every now and again, and the game just fell apart in the first half. We were lucky to gain one up. Second half, we were a bit better, I thought, but we didn't get a goal in the second half. So swings and roundabouts. We had a shocking first half, managed to nick a goal, and then played a little bit better in the second half and couldn't get one. So, but sign of a winning side, I suppose, and a decent side that we can pick 3 points up when we're playing bad, but we can't do that against the better sides because we'll get torn up.
You mentioned the passing game in there. We did seem to resort a lot more than we have done recently to the long ball game. Is that because they made it so difficult for us?
Yeah, I don't know. They were putting us under a bit of pressure, and when we're trying to clear the ball, we didn't really have. We're playing so deep, we didn't have anyone up there, and midfield didn't join in as quickly as we should have done. I don't think it was intentional that we resorted to the long ball. It was just a case of trying to clear our lines every now and again, and we didn't pass the ball out as we have done in previous weeks. So no, it was just, like I say, bad day, and passing game just wasn't there today.
You recently had 3 games out suspended. Of those 3 games, we lost twice. Since you've been back, we've won 2 out of 2. Is that a coincidence?
No, I don't think it is at all, mate. You can't ask me questions like that. That's terrible. No, not at all. I mean, it was 3 difficult games while I was away, 2 cup games. Hayes are a good side. And in all fairness, I think we should have won that game watching it. I thought we played really well. We're just unfortunate. And then Met Police, another side who are going to be out there at the end of the season, and some people would say a point's a good result and doesn't give them any ground on us. But no, it's no coincidence. No, nothing, mate, no.
How frustrating was it to watch from the sidelines?
Yeah, I hate it. I can't stand it. I hate sitting there watching. Especially since I didn't think I deserved to be sent off. I didn't do anything wrong. So, yeah, it's just a bit of a shame. I'd be out a bit, but I just had to get on with it.
Tommy Williams said recently in one of the local papers that he can see King Stanley doing an Arsenal, going a whole league season unbeaten. What's your take on that?
Performances have got to be better than today, obviously. There's no reason why we can't. I mean, we've got a brilliant squad. It's not just the team that are playing every week at the moment. We've got all the boys sitting on the outside who are itching to get a start at the moment. They're just as good. And there's no reason why they can't step in when any of the others are having a bad game and do just as good a job. So there's no reason why we can't do that. We just got to put in a better performance than we did today. We were lucky to get a win today. So
it was Tommy who made that comment, and you two seem to be the first choice pairing in the centre midfield. How do you feel that partnership's working?
Yeah, I think we do really well together. I mean, I'm in there really to sort of win the headers, which I didn't do too much of today. And Tommy's in there to get the ball down and spray it about. He's brilliant. He's brilliant at doing that, and he's managed to get sort of 6 goals already this season. So no, we've done well at the moment. So no, let's hope it continues.